The first reading today, we hear about the just who will be standing with great assurance before their oppressors. And on the surface, that would sound like it's something that we're doing in the present. And certainly, those who are just can do exactly that. When you know that you've been honest, that you've been upright, that you've done the right thing, whatever, you have that absolute assurance. You know you've done nothing wrong. Now, we can look around at what's going on in the judicial system and so on, and we can see the corruption and the dishonesty and all the rot. And so they might say, we're settling this other person's favor anyway. But you can still have the absolute assurance that what you've done is right, even if you've been treated in a way that's wrong. And that's precisely the point that the Book of Wisdom is getting at. Because it talks then about how these people will look at the just, and it says, rueful and groaning through anguish of spirit, they will say, these are they whom we once held as a laughingstock and as a type for mockery, fools that we were. We thought their life was madness and their death dishonored. Note that last point, their death dishonored. In other words, this is something that's going to happen after we have died. This is something that is going to happen actually ultimately at the last judgment. Not our particular judgment, but at the general judgment. So in our particular judgment, obviously, we're going to be standing before the Lord, and it will be just the Lord and us, no one else. But at the general judgment, that will be a different situation. Every single person, whether no matter where they are, as far as eternity goes, will all be gathered together. Everyone is going to be able to see all of the sins that God has forgiven. Well, they will see all the sins of the world, just put it that way. And they will see the forgiveness and the mercy of God for all those souls who are in heaven. And those who have chosen to go to hell, on the other hand, they will be looking at the souls of the righteous, and they will say, what fools we were. We thought that we had everything under control. We thought that we were in charge. We thought that we could do this our own way. We thought that there was no justice. We thought that if there was corruption all over the place, we could take full advantage of that, but God is not corrupt. But for us, we have to remember that ultimately our reward is going to come only after this life. Yes, God can bless people in this life in various ways, but it's not about this life that we're living. It's about the next life. And so the people who have persecuted you, the people who have treated you badly, they're going to have to look directly at you, and they're going to be able to admit, and they're going to have to admit that, yeah, we thought you were a nut. We, and the literally, if you listen to the Latin, the word that was there was insane, insanias. We thought that this person was insane. And so they did, because your life was different from what we see going on in the world. And yet, they're going to have to recognize from their place deep in hell that it was their way of life that was insane. Now, the difficulty, of course, for all of us is that it seems at this point it's the majority, which it really isn't, but that's what it seems like, because that's what they want you to think. Everyone else is doing it this way, and I'm the only loser who's trying to do it this way. I must be the one who's wrong. Right. There was a whole crowd of people that were gathered at the praetorium saying, crucify him, crucify him. Obviously, the whole crowd was right and Jesus was wrong. Really? If you're doing what Jesus did and you're united with him, yeah, they're going to think you're nuts. They're not going to understand what you're about. because they didn't understand what he was about. Remember, St. John made that clear. He said, and in fact, it was Jesus who said, if they don't recognize you, it's because they don't recognize me. They don't know the Lord. Consequently, they aren't going to know anybody who is trying to live their life for the Lord. So if you're persecuted, praise the Lord. Isn't that what Jesus told us we're supposed to do? In today's gospel, he said you have to take up your cross. Remember in the Beatitudes, he said, when you're persecuted, rejoice and be glad. That's weird, right? That's insane. No, it's not. Because we're being united with Jesus. We're being treated like he was treated. And that is great glory. That is a great honor. And so we have to learn to be able to see things with those spiritual eyes. Because if we're so accustomed to looking at things just in the natural way, it's easy to think that we're the ones that are wrong. Even though you know what you're doing is right, it's easy to think you're the one who's wrong because everyone else is doing this other thing. Keep your focus on the Lord and look at things spiritually. Naturally, what we would think is, look, if I'm being honest, if I'm being upright, if I'm being kind, if I'm being charitable, people will recognize that and they'll rejoice in that and they'll treat me well and so on. Wrong. Jesus was perfectly righteous. And look at what they did to him. They don't like it because you're a censure to their conscience. So we just have to keep living the right way, but we have to start to see things from the spiritual perspective. The natural level perspective is just going to confuse everybody. So we have to look at it from what Scripture tells us. We have to look at it from what the saints tell us. We have to look at it from the life of our blessed Lord and see what he did in his life and how they treated him. And isn't it funny how we can see it in somebody else, but when it's happening to us, we can't see it. We're looking at things from the inside, that subjective way, and that doesn't work. We have to learn to look at it from the outside, because when it's happening to our Lord or when it's happening to someone else, oh, we can give them great advice and we can tell them all the pious things and we can speak the truth to them. And when it happens to us, oh, then it's poor me, and this is so wrong, and why are these people doing this to me? Jesus didn't say, when they do this, feel sorry for yourself. He didn't say, give into self-pity and start wallowing in it. He said, rejoice and be glad. So we have to learn to look at it from that way. Otherwise, how are we going to be able to do that? How are we going to carry our cross and even rejoice in it unless we can see the goodness of it? Unless we can see what God is doing with it, it isn't going to work. So that's what we have to be looking at. And know that, yeah, in this life, it's not about justice. It's about us choosing the Lord, not getting justice here. The justice is going to come on the other side. And as we hear in the reading, some of that is going to wait until the literally last day of the world, when everything goes away, and those who have persecuted you, if they didn't repent and they're in their place that they have chosen, they will look at you and they will be in self-pity, is what will happen, because from hell there's nothing else they can do. They're going to be despairing. They're going to look and say, I made fun of this person. I treated this person badly. Look at what this person has done. Or even if it was somebody you used to hang around with doing horrible things, and then you converted. And they, of course, give you grief for that. Now they're going to be able to look at you and say, you know what? That person repented. That person had the humility to actually confess their sins and be forgiven, and look at where they are now. And I made fun of them, and I didn't repent, and look at where I am now. So learn to look at things from a spiritual perspective. Learn to look at them from the perspective of heaven. Where are we going? It's not just about where we are. Where are we going? Why are we doing this? It's all about eternity. Justice will be granted. Don't worry about that. God is just. In the meantime, we need to pray for mercy for ourselves as well as for those who would persecute us. Because no matter what it is that they do, we don't want them to go to hell. They might, because that's their own choice, but we don't want them there. So that can become part of our cross. Actually, even praying for those who persecute us. Sound familiar? So that's what God is calling us to, true righteousness, true holiness, so that we can be with him and we will be glorifying him. He will be glorified in us when the souls in hell will be able to say, look at these people who have repented and they're with the Lord. Look at these people whom we made fun of, and now we see that the way that they lived was actually the right way. But we want everyone to be glorifying God, not just because they're honoring us in heaven when they're in hell. We want them to be in heaven, glorifying God with us. That's what we can do. That's our part. So it's not just living an honest and good life. It's living a holy life and living a life where we want even the salvation of those who persecute us.